We're on.
All right.
Hey, this is That's Running again. It's just Paddy here tonight. Don't know where Mike is, but I've got a special guest here, Will.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good, good. Should we cheers just to let him know we're sending some DVs? Cheers. So, Will here, I met Will like a month ago. He's come in as a patient to the physio clinic here at Roselle. Seen Alex with, I think, was it Achilles?
Yeah, had some Achilles problems. Achilles tendinopathy, or however you say it.
Tendinopathy.
Tendinopathy.
Yeah. After a couple of beers, that's how you say it.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that we had just put out an Achilles podcast a couple of weeks back, and Will listened to it and he liked it and decided to get him on, because Will's had his own kind of, I suppose, journey with running. So I figured we'd get him on. Will, like, who are you? Tell me about yourself.
Well, actually, the first time I did meet you was at the Sydney Half Marathon at Homebush. You were the pacer.
Right, yeah.
I didn't meet you, but you were running there. You were the 90-minute pacer. And
did you do 90 minutes?
No, I got 94.
Oh.
So I was feeling.
Right. When was that, last year?
Yeah, last year, like August or something like that. Okay. I think. Yeah.
PB? Was it a PB?
It was a PB.
That's fine.
By 3 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a couple of minutes off it, which was great. But my name's Will. I'm 34. I'm a keen runner.
Cool.
I love running.
Yeah.
Which has been my life, I guess, for the last couple of years. Yeah, that's pretty basically.
What do you do? What did you do before the last couple of years? Like,
I've gone through lots of different phases, like, you know, partying and getting lots of tattoos, lots of rock and roll.
Will is covered in stickers, by the way. We'll put up a photo.
Go to lots of gigs.
What do you do for work?
Drive a grader, earth moving, actually.
I've got
a family business, work with my dad, and it's mum and dad's business. So I've been very lucky with that. So g'day, mum and dad.
Sweet.
And yeah, so that's my work, daily job. I do, you know, usually 5 days a week or something like that. Sometimes a Saturday. Other than that, I've really been into motorbikes a lot of my life.
Yeah.
For almost, most of it.
What, like dirt bikes, jumping and stuff?
Yeah, sort of dirt bikes growing up. I had a quad bike for a little while and dabbled in a bit of racing. And
where'd you grow up?
Out west, out at Campbelltown.
Okay.
Which is like western suburbs.
About
2560.
And
Sea Town.
About an hour out of Sydney for those listening overseas. As if you were kind of heading towards the Blue Mountains, but you took a wrong turn, you end up in Campbelltown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
how long have you lived in Sydney
place.
For?
I was thinking about this the other day, actually. I was getting close to 10 years, like, in different parts.
You've done sport and stuff. Like, you've only been running for a couple of years, but you've done sport. Like,
lots of rugby. I was a big fan of rugby. Played rugby union for close to, I don't know, a couple of years. Like,
what position?
Seven or something. I was second row.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a bit heavier, but I was just too unco to play in the back. Yeah. So I was. Funnily enough, I was probably one of the slower guys on the team, and I was built like a winger. But, you know, I was tall enough to jump in the line out,
right.
So they stuck me in second row.
You don't often get the transition from second row in rugby to ultra marathons.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And so for anyone who doesn't play rugby, second row, you're a big dude, you're probably the tallest in the team, and they throw you up in the air in a line out, just FYI.
And I did move to flanker, though. I played number six. Anyway.
When did you quit footy?
That was also quite a while ago. That would have been, I was 22, 23, so almost 10 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
So that was more of a junior sort of, you know, young adult kind of thing, just out of Colts a little bit. Yeah, then I travelled Canada. I lived in Canada for a little while. I was over there for close to 3 years. Actually, this might segue into my running,
if
that's the right word, I don't know. So I lived in Canada and I did a couple of seasons over there, like in the winters and summers and stuff, and skiing, snowboarding, etc. But while I was there, I did get into a car accident and broke my leg.
Yeah, right.
So I have 2 plates and 12 screws in my right leg. My tib
still in there?
Just in the fibula.
Right.
But the tibia plates got taken out a few years ago.
Okay.
And sort of during the rehab of that, like, that kind of, I didn't think I'd ever play rugby ever again, which was pretty obvious. And then that, the rehab, it just took a very long time to even really be able to walk properly.
How long could you not walk for?
Probably more than I'd like to admit. Like, I was kind of just like, oh, everything's fine. Like, I broke a bone, it'll take 3 months to heal, and everything will be fine, you know. And it took a very long time. But yeah, so I started rehab, like, obviously, soon. I couldn't put weight on for about 3 months or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And one day when I got back to Australia, I moved back in about 2009 or 10 or something like that. I was just like, that's it. I'm just going to go to the gym and I'm going to run 5Ks on the treadmill. It took me like 40-something minutes, so it was more like a brisk walk. Yeah. But I was like,
Is that running?
Yeah, I was like, like, you know, and shuffling along or whatever. And then just sort of got addicted. That was my first experience of like kind of getting that running feeling, I guess, and getting addicted. And that year I did the City to Surf with my sister, 2010.
Yeah.
And then I didn't really run at all for a long time after that. I was like, I'm done.
Did that bruise you?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I finished it and I was so cooked. I was like, wow. I was like, well, I've done that. Like, and kind of, just didn't really run for a little bit after that.
Yeah.
But always, on and off for like a month here, a month there. You know.
Dabbled,
you know, here or there. And it was so funny. Like, looking back at that now, I think that I remember it took me like 90 minutes or 86 minutes or something like that. Because we didn't have watches or anything.
For the City to Surf.
Yeah, for the City to Surf.
Yeah.
And I didn't really understand, like, I'm like, wow, the City to Surf, to me, that was a marathon. Like,
yeah.
At the time, I was like...
City to Surf is 14Ks.
Yeah, it's 14Ks. I'm like, this is the biggest 80,000, or however many people, like, this is like the... Wow.
You just
like,
run 14Ks,
I just did
the
City to Surf. That's not even... that's like a workout. Like, what I do now, it's so funny how far, you know, you can go with it.
So that was 2010?
Yeah, 2010.
So the you covered head to toe in tattoos. What's more expensive, getting covered in tats or running?
Well, that's, you know, I don't know. You can spend a lot of money on running because
you can.
You pick, like, I went to America last year, New Zealand last year for the Kepler Challenge, and I ran the 60K run there. And so you could stay home and spend, you know, $1,000 on a tattoo, or you can fly to New Zealand and run it. I know what I'd pick now. Like, I'd probably pick more. I haven't been tattooed for, you know, over a year because I've been doing all these runs.
So when it comes to signing for an ultra, you say, nah.
Yeah.
Big one on the side.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was funny. Like, when I was over there, I actually booked in to get a bunch of tattoos on the Friday after the race. But then I went on this three-day hike and... like, I ended up spending an extra day and I missed getting the tattoo over there, so that kind of sucked. But.
So that's sort of how you got into running and what you've been doing for the last few years. But, like, so you've just come back from the Snowy Mountains and you did the Australian Alpine Ascent 50K.
Yeah.
And you did another trail run as well, did you?
Oh, yeah, I did the Feather Top.
What's that?
Well, I know the Razorback Run.
Razorback Run, what's that?
That was a 22K down in Victoria.
Trails?
Yeah, it's a trail as well.
In the Snowy Mountains?
It's the Victorian, like Snowies.
Okay,
yeah. Sweet. So the Alpine Ascent 50 was last week and then the 22 was the week before.
Sweet, okay.
I think I did pretty well, like, looking back at the 22K. The 50K, I ran better there. I've definitely had better days up there, but considering the injury, like having a few problems with the Achilles and so on, like, it was good just to get out there and... participate.
Sweet.
You know, it was cool. a fun day.
A lot of similarities between Will and Mike doing ultra marathons with Achilles injuries.
Yeah.
Mike's got pretty much the same thing, and he just did 6 foot a few weeks back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, so you've gone from City to Surf 2010, not much running for a while, and now you've just done like two big trail runs out of state in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So you've said the last couple of years you got into running.
Yeah, I've gone crazy.
So yeah,
I've done.
Tell me.
Done heaps.
Why? Okay, so like, tell me about it.
Like, so it started probably with my good friend Gus, who I actually spoke to today. I told him I was coming on here.
Yeah.
Then it was I turned 30, so I don't know if it has anything to do with turning 30, but I turned 30 and then I. Decided to join like a CrossFit gym, and then I just like, I'm going to run a half marathon.
Yeah.
And I was training for the Sydney half marathon and I wanted to do it under 2 hours. And anyway, like 2 weeks out, I was like, screw it, I'm just going to run it now. And I ran it on my own down in Wollongong, and I did it in I did it in 2 hours and 3 minutes. And I remember it 17Ks, because I'd never run further than that 2010, 14K.
Yeah.
I think the most I'd run was up until like that actual day was like 10Ks. I remember the time like I got to 17Ks. I'm like, man, I feel like my legs are going to fall off and die. Yeah. Like, it was probably the most pain like ever. I was doing like 7-minute Ks and I was watching the watch trying to see if I'd get under 2 hours. I'm like, come on. Like, trying really hard. And I got 2:03 and I was like crying. This was at Stewart Park down in Wollongong.
Yeah.
And so I ran from North Wollongong up to Boy to the kiosk and just turned around. It's dead flat along the coast.
It's a really nice coastal run.
Really, yeah, it's really, really pretty run. If you're going to run your first half marathon, I reckon like it's a good spot.
Yeah.
And like all these people are barbecuing and stuff, and I like finish on my crying, like, like, you know, like I just won the gold medal, like all these things, like, oh my God, oh, I'm so proud. Just
completely solo.
Yeah, on my own. And I never ended up running the Sydney half marathon.
You didn't do it?
No, I didn't do it. I was like, same thing. I'm like, no, I'm done now. Like, I've achieved my goal.
Yeah.
But I did keep training though. And then it just sort of, I started trail running with Gus and we were really bad. So this goes down to like, I have a coach now. I'll say that's Tim Locke from Distance Collective. And he's like getting an actual program and learning how to like sort of build towards races and things like that. You learn so much. And I was talking to Gus today, like looking back at how we used to run. Yeah. Like we'd literally every single run, we'd just be like, all right, we're going to go do 5Ks and we'd like get two scoops of pre-workout and be like slapping each other. Like, let's go. We'd land on like 21 minutes. It was our goal to get under 20 minutes. Like we're like, if we ran under a sub 20, we were like these elite, you know, black belt runners.
And yeah.
Me and Gus never did it together. Like I've done it twice. Ever.
Sub 20.
And
so couple skips of pre-workout.
Slap
each other in the face.
Yeah, we'd be like at the toilets down at North Wollongong and be like, all right, man, this is the day. Like, we're going to do this. And we'd always land on like 21:15, 21:10.
Yeah.
Even to get under 21 minutes, we're like, fuck, so close. It's like 40 seconds.
It's so good.
And so I did that for ages.
Yeah. And then sounds fun.
It was fun. Like I miss those days. And I still do them. Like the last Wednesday, I turned up early before Run Club, like Turbo Runners.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just going to do a fast 5K. And no warm up, no stretching, nothing. Just like ran straight to Sydney Park, like out of the car, and just did 10 laps around Sydney Park.
Yeah.
As quick as I could. And I got 20 minutes, 23.
Ooh.
And, so close. It's just,
imagine you warmed up.
I know, those strides just before. I sort of bounced around and then I did enter the Sydney Half Marathon, the Sydney Morning Herald one, a half marathon. And I ran that and that was a good PB and it just sort of from then on I did that. My first race, big race, actually.
First
I did
was proper race.
Was the Canberra Marathon.
Full marathon.
Yeah, I did a full marathon to start.
In Canberra.
Yeah, okay. So I never ran faster. Like I'd never done further than 21Ks. And 2 weeks out before Canberra, this is 2017. I was talking to Gus, same guy.
Yeah.
This is right around the time I was listening to Goggins and stuff on Team Never Quit, and I'm like, you know, like Dave Goggins, like what would Goggins do, like getting all fired up.
So we were sitting here in a shirt that says, what would Goggins do?
and then I was like, all right, I'm going to sign up for this thing. And I signed up.
2 weeks out from America.
2 weeks out.
Yep.
And
how did you train for it?
Well, I was just doing 5K PBs every week. 5K PBs. Like, that was it. And then I messaged my other friend, Goodo. So, hey, Goodo. He's a really good runner. I'm one of running buddies.
Yeah.
Like, I just signed up for Canberra, man. And he's like, that's awesome, Will. He's like, good on you. He's like, just make sure you get your long runs in. Like, it's next week. He's like, he's just like laughing emoji. Like, you're going to die, like, you know, not you're going to die. But he's like, fuck, good luck, man. You're going to have fun out there.
So how'd you go?
Well, in spite of him, like, I went that afternoon. I went to Centennial Park and I ran a half marathon PB. Like,
that afternoon?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, if I can run under 1:45, I'm going to do great, and I'll be able to finish the marathon.
Yeah.
And I ran 1:44, and it was an 8-minute PB. It was a big couple of weeks, though, that little block. I was on a big high. And I kind of finished that, and I went in with a bunch of confidence, and I think I got 3 hours 41. So I was
off no training.
Yeah, I was just determined, man. And it was, like, raining, and it was – that's still, I think, my second fastest time.
Well, that's – so that your first marathon, that same race sits as my PB, actually.
Yeah, right.
So when you did your first off no training at 340, what was it?
341.
341.
Yeah.
So that's still my current PB of 254. I haven't had a good PB. I haven't had a good marathon since then.
Yeah.
But it was shit weather. It was kind of nice at the start. It was good weather. It was kind of cold.
Yeah, then it was like raining and stuff. And the rain,
soft rain.
My fingers were like blue. Like. Yeah,
but then it got real cold at the end.
Yeah. I was like shivering at the end. But we went to Grease Monkey and slammed a couple of beers. And
oh, you got to have a couple of beers.
I had some burgers and stuff.
So it's the Canberra Marathon is in 2 weeks' time.
Mm.
So that is...
I did it again
almost
last
2 years
year.
Ago.
Yeah.
So last year you did it again?
Yeah, but this is great. You're going to like this. But last year I did it and I was on a really good train. Like I was trying to follow, like it was like in like Run Club, or it might have been a Howe Higdon program or something, like just an online generic kind of. And I was kind of sticking to it, but I was still learning a lot. Like I still didn't really know much in terms of like marathon distance. And I was training, like, I was, like, feeling pretty good. I think I'm going to run under a 330, maybe even a 320. Like, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
And anyway, my friend Goodwin, hit Mount Solitary Ultra was, like, the week before.
Mm.
He's like, why don't you do Mount Solitary Ultra? You know, you're doing UTA 50.
That's 50K, right?
It's 45. Yeah, 45. But it's got 2,500 elevation gain.
Yeah.
It's a tough run.
Yeah.
To me, it's still probably the hardest run I've ever done.
Probably one of the toughest ultras up in the Blue Mountains.
Yeah.
Mount Solitary.
Yeah. Next to Bogan the Hotham, I reckon that's the hardest run I've ever done.
Yeah.
And probably my first real ever ultra.
Yeah.
Like my fourth marathon.
Yeah,
wow. Fifth marathon, anyway. And Goodwin's like, come on, man, just do it. I'm like, but I've got Canberra Marathon the following week. I'm not going to do that. That's stupid. And I did it. I signed up and I went out there and I ran it. And, it was the best thing I ever did in terms of getting ready for UTA 50, but for Canberra, like, not so much. But I went into that pretty toast, and, like, I ended up running the 5K the day before.
So, sorry, you did a 45K ultramarathon on trails with a lot of elevation.
Yeah.
The week before, you did a 5K on a Saturday and then a marathon on Sunday.
Now, I've got a good 5K story for this.
Okay, tell me about the 5K.
Yeah. You know that guy? I didn't realize who this guy was. This is so good. So I'm standing there, right, with my turbo runner singlet. Like this, it's got lightning and stuff on it. We'll try and put a picture up maybe.
Yeah.
And I had like this North Face hat flipped up, like a little moustache, my hair waving, Nike streaks, you know, the sixes.
The full
little,
look.
Tiny little shorts. And this guy, like, is at the start line, shakes my hand, and he's like, good luck, man. I'm like, good luck, bro. And it was that Jordan Guzman. Like, and I'm like, you seem a lot faster than me. I think I said something like to him. He's like, and he's just like, his cool little mullet and his moustache.
So,
I was running literally as fast as I possibly could off the start line because I wanted to get the sub 20.
Yeah.
I'm running as hard as I can. And like he was going away like faster than cars. Yeah. I was like, it's so crazy, man. How fast he's
Jordan Guzman's one of the premier 10K runners in Australia.
Hasn't he got the 5K record?
Like he would have won that race for sure.
He did it in like 14 minutes comfortably.
14 minute 5K.
Took me 21. Like, he already changed shoes and everything. And I was like, waved at him when I finished. And, you know, there was like a kid that was like up to my hip that was running next to me. And I backed off at the end because they're taking photos.
Yeah.
It's like, you go, buddy.
So that's a week after the Mount Solitary Ultra. You did a 21 minute 5K.
Yeah. I was actually still pretty happy with that. I got two sub 4 minute Ks in there, and that's pretty quick.
That's
for me.
All right.
I'm happy with that.
So then the marathon the next day?
Yeah, I did. And I actually did get a PB there. I got 3:40.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 1 minute PB.
It was like 1 minute. Yeah. So.
That's a, what do we call that? A pretty unorthodox approach to running.
Very unorthodox, but I feel like all of that was preparation for still on my ITRA ranking, my greatest run to date.
Mm. UTA 50.
UTA 50. And
2018.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah.
And my goal for that, I jagged that entry really because my buddy Gus mentioned a few times. Mm. He registered for it and then he couldn't do it, I think, because he's in the Navy. I can't remember why. Maybe he didn't train enough. But and he
does that sounds familiar?
Well, floated it to me.
That's never stopped you before.
Nah, always on, always ready. Never shot.
Give me a week.
Yeah, I mean, and I went into that race, and that Yeah, so that weekend, that whole weekend was probably the funnest thing I've ever done. And I've done some pretty fun shit. Like,
really?
One thing I haven't mentioned, actually, why did I bring this up, was one of my great life achievements. In 2012, I was the mayor of Splendor.
Really?
And I dressed up as Chewbacca.
Dead set.
Yeah.
The Triple J thing.
Triple J thing.
Wow.
And that was... I remember the first day I was there, and I was in the Chewbacca suit, and we're all partying and whatever, and everyone's like, can't believe you won this, man. Like, yeah, my brother was dressed as Obi-Wan Kenobi, and,
yeah,
you know, we had these TPs that we were staying in all for free and everything. And
yeah,
I'm like, people are just giving you free everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's out of control. Yeah. And someone goes to me and goes, oh, man, the come down for this for you is going to be terrible. Like, because, you know, you're the mayor. Like,
you're the mayor,
like,
yeah.
Wow. That's, it really kind of sunk in. I was like, you're right, this is going to be terrible. And I remember it, like, for weeks after, everyone's like, wow, you're with the mayor, like this and that. UTA, that weekend, when I ran that 50K race, I volunteered on the Friday for the 22K yeah. race. There was an old, I forget her name, this lovely, like, older lady that was running it, and she got sick, and I had to, it was kind of between me and another marshal,
yeah,
where she was, and they eventually told me to go down and help her. And I sat with her, and I gave her my turbo runner's jumper. And
yeah.
She was like, oh, what's this? I'm like, that's my run club. And yeah, I had, for whatever reason, that morning I packed like a space blanket, and I packed all this stuff in my backpack.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't tell us to, turns out I needed it.
Yeah, right. Like a,
you know, organized Boy Scout or something, and help this lady, and she had to get like driven out. The first aiders came and she got kind of rescued and she couldn't finish the race, etc. Wow. Following day did the UTA 50. I did 6 hours and 7 minutes.
Wow, okay. Yeah,
I got 149th out of I think about 1800 or 1900 people.
Oh, that's excellent.
I was just, man, my goal was to get under six, but 6:07, I'm like, man, yeah, that's for such that. A big race. I was like, huge. That is, yeah, better than I thought I'd ever do. And I was running around like, oh my God, you know, and
yeah,
I had a bunch of friends running the 100K race. And I was just, so after that week, like, you know, I was, for weeks, I was like, man, it's another year until this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, this week comes around. I was,
yeah,
it changed everything.
So like, you felt the come down. Yeah.
It was, yeah. So it was kind of, I don't know if it really matches up with the Splendor thing, but I was like, the company, like, I had so much more joy with, like, you know, running this 50K event and like helping that lady, and everyone's like a big family up in these events. Like, it's just, and it was funny, like, I really wish I remembered her name, but her husband was Frank, his name was, and he was, I think, the oldest dude that was running the 100K event.
Oh, wow.
And like, when we were there, they're like, you've got to call Frank and let him know that I'm okay. And then I sort of finished helping this lady, like, she was needed help, whatever. And when I went to collect my bib and everything, like, Frank was on stage, like, at the UTA briefing. Yeah, it was.
We speak so much about the running community. We talk about like park runs and volunteering and doing that sort of stuff. You volunteered at UTA. You've helped a lady who was in a bit of strife. And then the next day you've gone and run an ultra marathon and seen like her husband up on stage. Like, that's the running community, right?
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason you were talking earlier about how you find it so addictive. And that's part of it. I like running. You like running. But it's all the accessory
everything
stuff that happens outside
it.
Of it.
Yeah.
It's super cool.
Like, one of the other reasons I love it too is, the people you meet, and it's also like a good way to travel and see the world and these places, you know, like the Kepler.
So you've done New Zealand, right?
Yeah, I did New Zealand.
You've done New Zealand, you've done the Snowy Mountains. Any Snowy's plans to go
time.
Anywhere else?
Yeah, like I do. Like I've actually got an entry to Chicago Marathon this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's...
Is that October?
Yeah.
October? Yeah.
And 2 weeks after that race, there's the 100K race, the Javelina... 100.
Oh, is that pronounced Javelina?
Yeah.
I've always said it's Javelina.
Yeah, I think that's like the Aussie way of saying it.
Javelina. Javelina.
Javelina.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Where's that?
But I feel, I could be saying it completely wrong. I don't know. Arizona foothills.
If any Americans out there from Arizona know how to pronounce the Javelina Jundred and we're saying it wrong, can you please let us know?
Yeah.
That would be great. Okay, so that's October this year. Are you doing UTA this year? 100?
I am. I'm doing my first 100.
Wow.
So
Okay, so that what are we? We're first. Seven. I got the email today which said we're 7 weeks out.
Yeah, 7 weeks out.
Have you trained?
I don't know. Like I'm.
You can just say no.
I've had a few off weeks, but over Christmas, I did Kepler Challenge right in December, and then afterwards I just had a few weeks of just fun runs, and I ran a 50k run around the Kosciuszko main range.
Was that an event? No,
I just did it on my own.
You just ran 50k's by yourself around Mount Kosciuszko.
I was telling everyone I was going to do 100, and I tapped out after two laps. I did 51k's.
Shocking.
Yeah. Shocking. I tapped out after two laps, but I ran way better that weekend than I did. But it was a different direction too. The race went anti-clockwise, and I ran it clockwise, which I personally think clockwise is probably
easier. Sorry, you'd planned to do your own solo 100k trail run.
Yeah,
I got through 50. That's
after that New Zealand trip I did. I was this hike that I did. Oh yeah, shout out to Dane and Ulrich. I'm just gonna keep. These are all my running and hiking friends.
That's 15 people you've shouted out to.
I've got to give them all a mention. I've probably told them while I'm coming on here, but so I was after the New Zealand thing, right? That 60k race that I did was amazing. One of the best things I've ever done. I got to meet lots and lots of really cool people. The Dirt Church Radio podcast, those guys were there. I got to say g'day to them.
Dirt Church Radio.
Yeah.
Matt. Good name.
Yeah.
Probably better than Nuts Running, to be honest. But anyway.
Nuts Running is great. It's good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, Matt and Eugene. I think the two guys there. But then, so that event is... I think it's 500 people, and it's kind of quite small, but super hard to get into.
Yeah.
That kind of, race. But I actually remember the day I tried to get into that race. You got to set up a Kepler account, and then you've got to, a lot of runners, it's probably runners that listen to this podcast, they probably know, but people that don't, you set up your running account. And basically, you have to do it, I think, at least a week or two out before the entries go on sale, online.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your computer ready, and I was ready with my laptop at 6:30 a.m. New Zealand time. So I'm there at 4:30 a.m., good to go.
Yeah.
And as soon as the thing popped up, I clicked on the 60K race. I went to go bang. He goes, "You have missed out."
One of those ones. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm only relatively new to this, but for me, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's harder than concert tickets. Yeah. What is going on? It blew me away.
So how'd you get in?
I was on the waiting list, and
someone piked it out,
and I got the entry.
So you've got the 100K at UTA coming up, which is 7 weeks away. But you tell me about your running group. So you've got. You got your own running group, Turbo Running.
Turbo Runners, yeah.
Is that correct? Is that your running group?
Yeah, so I started... You're the founder.
Okay, tell me about it.
Well, me and a few... I have to give credit to a few people.
You're going
to
shout out to more people?
Well, because I...
Far out, mate.
Definitely was my idea to get it happening.
Yeah.
But my good mate Michael did the designs, which I'm a graphic designer. And
it's a pretty cool... It's a really cool looking singlet. Really cool t-shirt you got.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll post a picture of it too. It's very loud. Let's just say
it is, yeah. So that was where I was kind of... Because I never want to forget things that I've done or I'm part of. So motorbikes. I've still got my motorbikes. I still love them. But, I like running now. So I run more than I probably ride my motorbikes. But I love my music and I love my personality. I don't want to be I'm a runner now. I'm not going to try and be someone still, I'm not. That was something.
You enjoy your partying, right? You don't want to. Yeah. We can. Yeah, I know you've been shying away from saying that. you like your partying, your bikes. Mm. You can't leave that behind. So have you incorporated that into Turbo Runners, have you?
I've tried to, yeah. I brought my boom speaker here with me, and I'd never do Run Club if we don't have a speaker.
Yeah.
Literally, I'll probably call it off. Be like, no, let's just go to the pub. No Run Club.
No battery in the speaker. Don't bother running.
Runners that we have that come up, Candace especially, she's I remember once it died, I think, middle of the thing, and she's like, well, this sucks. We need the tune.
Some people call off a run if it's raining. You call off a run if there's no music.
We've actually had our biggest numbers this year since we've been going for about 6 weeks this year so far. The two biggest weeks we had like 9 people 1 week and I think 8 the other week was when it was raining.
Yeah, right.
Like storms, like all those big storms were coming around the last few weeks. And I should say we're not like a massive run club. We're a very niche, fun club.
It's growing.
Club. Growing, yeah.
So tell me about Turbo. What is it?
It's for anyone really. Like I started because I am only relatively new to this. Like I remember the first day when I've been committed and I haven't stopped running, and that was October 11th. I think it was a Wednesday.
Last year?
October 11th, 2017 or something like that.
Yeah.
And been fully committed with like the whole running thing, and I just didn't really have like a bunch of people to run with all the time. So I was like, well, Turbo Runners, you know, like I'm going to start something.
So where?
And I called my Instagram name Turbo Legs because it's funny because I'm not that fast.
Yeah.
It's like, ha, I'm Turbo Legs, but I'm
Turbo dot Legs.
Yeah, turbo.legs is like my Instagram thing. And I was like, well, I'll start a run club. Let's call it Turbo Runners.
Oh, so based on your Instagram name, you called it
Turbo Runners. Yeah, I was like, Turbo Runners, you know?
I was
like,
wondering how that grew. Okay.
And
so it's just like it's a social run
club. Yeah, it's
run
all
group.
Free, you know? Like,
is it like a Wednesday night in the park?
It's a Wednesday night at Sydney Park. We do it and
6:30 p.m.
Sydney
Park, in Newtown.
Newtown.
They have music.
Music.
They run in the rain.
In the rain is the popular days, apparently.
Yeah.
Everyone loves the rain. But, we've done some events. Like, we did one last year, which is called the Inner West Brewery Quest.
Inner West Brewery Quest.
Brewery Quest.
And, it's hard to say. It'd be hard to say at the end of the quest, wouldn't it?
It was a five and a bit K, essentially, pub crawl.
Yeah.
And there's actually, like, Marty from Pace Athletic or whatever, he did like a photo shoot for it all, and they did a spread in the Pace Athletic magazine. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty big shit show. Like by the end of it,
got pretty messy.
Yeah.
Well, that's like combining a couple of things you enjoy, right?
Big time.
You love your socializing, your partying, your hanging out. You love your running.
The people.
Why not combine it?
Yeah.
I love it.
The people are actually calling for another one. Like we've been chatting about it at Run Club. We're probably due for another. A brewery quest, and we've got another idea of doing a I've got a name called like Turbolo Run, so it's a yes play on words, but we're going to do start in Bondi and then run to Clovelly Bolo, like game of bowls, and then finish at Coogee Bolo,
couple of beers on the way,
couple of beers.
So we're sitting here in his Bud hat, King of Beers hat.
King of Beers, drinking VBs.
Drinking VBs. And just before we actually started recording this, we were talking about the beer mile. And Will hasn't done a beer mile, but he said it himself. He reckons he'd have a fair crack at it.
I'd do all right. My 400, like I was saying, but yeah, before it was like my 400 splits. Because it's 400s, right? You do 400, chug a beer.
I just told Will off for playing with a bottle cap. Playing with a bottle cap will make noise in the podcast.
Yeah.
So you love a 400 repeat and you love your beers.
Yeah, Deke's Quarters is like, so
100%.
Before the coaching thing, which that was like, yeah, anyone that doesn't have a coach, just Deke's Quarters and what's the other one? So what's that? That's just 8 times 400, 200 meter float.
So tell me about Deke's Corners as a running session. Deke's, so Deke, for the people who are not Australian.
Yeah.
So Deke, Robert D. Costella, Australia's best ever marathon runner. He was big in the 80s, wasn't it?
He's still got the record, I think, fastest marathon.
208 for Australia's fastest marathon.
He said on a podcast, actually, he goes, what was it, the physical performance show? I don't know. I listen to all these different ones.
Yeah. Wait, what? You listen to other podcasts?
Yeah, just sometimes.
Asshole.
He goes, I think they asked him, he's like, what advice do you have for like other... for runners.
Yeah.
He's like, just run faster. He's like,
just run faster.
Look at all the stuff you have and you don't.
Yeah. So what's your session? So you've got a session called Deke's Quarters. Tell me about this training session.
Yeah, so I do it at Sydney Park or at McKay Sports Oval, Centennial Park.
Yeah.
The best place on earth.
It is, yeah.
And I used the white screens at the end, like the cricket screens or the footy posts, and as markers. And you run one full lap hard as you can.
Yeah.
And then you do a half lap float, and you do that 8 times.
So 400 on, 200 off. Yeah. 400 on, 200 off.
But my turbo version. You do it at the Sydney Park, and it works out to be like a 500.
Yeah.
It's a bit more.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
And as Will and I discussed.
And you become a 340 marathoner if you listen to me. You
become a 340 marathoner. So. Will and I were discussing earlier the concept of a float.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, because your float is like a four-minute K.
I did a run earlier today.
Nice.
And the intention of the run was to do 3 rounds of 2K efforts. So I was going to do 2 kilometre efforts times 3 with a 1 kilometre float in between. So float is where you just go back to a jog and you just cruise the little – it's like almost a rest run. It's like an active jog in between your efforts. My efforts were at, 3:45 pace, and my float was at 4-minute pace. So I just didn't want to float. I was running fast and then didn't want to stop running fast.
That's so, like the 15-second difference. Like,
I felt it was a bit slower.
Quickly grabbing or something. Like,
do an Instagram. Selfie, So what's plans for turbo running? What are you going to do? What are you going to make of turbo running? What's going to happen?
It's been progressing a little bit this year. Like, I think we've got a pretty good core of people that just seem to turn up each week. Like, I think our lowest weeks this year, like 6 or 7 people, and then we get close to 10. And I've started incorporating this year because I found like it does appeal to like a lot of my friends that were coming along. Like, they don't run, and or they're just new to it. And they're like, you know, a 5K is achievable if you walk. You know, you might run 500 meters, you might walk 500 meters.
Yeah.
You'll still do 5Ks in like 30 minutes, 36 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And that group has got a bit stronger, like, with their running. And it's since, like, we've got a few other people now, like Julia and Adam, and like, and they're kind of stronger runners. And
so you're keeping your Wednesday night session. Are you going to grow that? Are you going
to? I'll finish this thing. What I'm about to say is, like, so after the set, we've gone from doing 30 minutes now, like, to 45 minutes of easy running. So we usually get about 7 or 8 Ks in.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, whoever wants to do it, this is like complete up to them. We started each week, I'll just do like probably 2 Ks of speed work. So same thing at the cricket oval.
Yeah.
That's the best training ground.
Yeah.
And we might do, I'll do, all right, we're going to do half lap hard as we can, and then a half lap float. Yeah. And we do that 4 times.
Yeah.
So that's 2 Ks.
Yeah.
And it takes. And like, they're like, oh God. And, but the thing is, like, once you start going, even if you're tired, you're like, this sucks. And like that, it goes like that though. Like
500 meters pretty quick.
Yeah, like that half lap, you're going as hard as you can. And before you know it, like, you're on the float, and you're like, oh sweet, now I can relax a little bit. And speed workouts are great, man.
It is good.
They suck because mentally, like, you're looking at them and you're like, oh, I don't want to do this. But once you start, like that sort of short, you know, sort of stuff. Like it, I don't know, it goes really quick. But I've started doing that the last 4 weeks, and everyone seems to love it. Like, we've had probably 3 or 4 people always join in with that. And the other handful of people just, you know, the 3 or 4, like, I'll sit there and chat. And it's a nice little, it's good fun.
Can I suggest something?
Yeah.
That you do a turbo B mile.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Can you organise one?
Yeah. Like when? Like tomorrow? Well,
you tell me. What about after this?
I think I did one coming in. Like.
So this will be the last ever podcast because Paddy got into trouble tonight. I think you should organise a beer mile for turbo runners and invite everyone.
Yeah.
And then you'll immediately get 30 more members for turbo runners.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's... Like, last year was funny, like, when we were... So last year was our first year.
For turbo runners?
Turbo runners, yeah. I don't know if that got mixed up before when I was talking about my full-time running commitment sort of thing. But turbo started, it was about end of January or February, and we were pretty consistent all year. And I think our biggest turnout last year was, like, 6 people. Like, it was just literally the same.
Just the same people.
We had about 12 or 15 people that would... come, but they never back it up 2 weeks in a row. So you, like, I'd get my hopes up and I'd be like, this is the week, man. We're gonna have like 20 people, and I'm like, oh, sick. Like, it's still six people, but I'm like, hey, Steve, or hey, you know, Debbie, or whoever turned up, you know, like, it's always, but this way, this year, it's already like our lowest numbers, our biggest numbers last year.
Yeah,
you know, like, and it's just a part-time hobby, and it's, I get so much joy out of it, man. Yes. Like, at the, I'll be so tired sometimes, and I'll be like, no, you know, because I work 50 to 60 hours a week, and which is like most people, or you know, or for, like whatever you work, like, and I always kind of like look forward to Turbo Runners, like on a Wednesday, because it's a good,
it's like your outlet.
It's just something that you know, and it's something that I'm passionate about, and you're making, and yeah, even if I am really tired though, I'll be like, oh, you know, but it's, I do love it, but I'm like, it's all right.
Yeah.
Like the last few weeks doing those little speed workouts at the end, and I've like been on the biggest high ever.
Yeah.
It's great. Oh, yeah, we always go to the pub afterwards. I should drop that. Yeah, we go to the Botany View Hotel for 2-for-1 mains.
2-for-1 mains? Oh.
Yeah, it's too so easy.
I think most of our listenership's in Sydney, surely.
Yeah.
So Sydney Park at the bottom of Newtown, 6:30 p.m. every single Wednesday, Turbo Runners. We're going to post a photo of their singlet. Oh, I'm going to post a photo of Will in the singlet or in the shirt, and you're going to you're going to turn up. That'll be good.
Yeah.
It's a sight to behold. It really is. So, okay, UTA 100, what are you going to do after that?
Well, that's my main focus at the moment is UTA 100. And if I can just throw in a few quick minute or two of my training for the next 5 weeks.
Tell me
about it. Little bit of a plan along with Coach Tim's plan. But the next 4 or 5 weekends, I'm on top of my long runs and my training, I'm doing like I'm doing overnight hikes on the on the weekends. So tomorrow, me and my buddy Jack, we're gonna go run Gudumba Pass, like down and back up.
Yeah.
And then we'll go park up at Katoomba and we're going to hike out and do the Mount Solitary loop with our packs on.
Hiking it?
Yeah.
The 45K, the 50K loop?
I think it's 38. Okay. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
And trying to run the flats like when I can, like with the pack on.
So you're doing that after running up and down Kadumba?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a bit nuts. Can I come?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, that was kind of my, I don't know if I explained it good before, but after I did that Kepler race in New Zealand, the hike I did afterwards, that's kind of what happened. It was like this 3-day non-stop hike up the Copeland track, which probably covered like 50, 60, I don't know, 70 Ks. My watch, everything was dead, so I didn't know, but it was a lot. It was like 10 hours non-stop, pack on. And I remember like in the bits that I could run, it might only be a few hundred meters at a time, but I'd run those.
Yeah.
And when I got back to Australia after, I was like, man, I felt like bulletproof. Like I was running all over the place. So I'm going to try and do that every week. And I just love hiking and getting out in the bush as well. Yeah. So it's kind of win-win. I feel like if I'm going to go blast around 100 Ks in the mountains, this might help.
I think it's pretty insane that 3 years ago you were just taking some pre-workout and trying to smash out a 5K PB every time you ran.
It's the best. Me and Gus were literally like laughing out loud in the car when we was like, because we were reminiscing about you know, that shit, and I was like, how funny.
And that was just gone. But that was you in your 30s doing that. But like, I suppose when you're in the bulkier 20s, you're partying, drinking, like motorbike, like just doing nothing involving running. Like,
I played rugby.
And then like looking now at 34, you're doing a 100-kilometer trail run and you've got your own run club with your own t-shirts, which is huge.
Yeah, the shirts are cool.
It's pretty big.
Everyone loves it. I love
so if
shirts.
You ever think you're like, oh, I'm a bit past it, or I'm not very experienced, or I don't know what I'm doing, like, mate, look at Will.
Yeah.
Dead set.
Look what you could be.
Look what you could be. You could be here in a bud hat.
Yeah, man. That's as far as, how far do you want to go? It's just.
So look him up. What is it? Turbo.will and turbo.running.
Yeah, so it's turbo.legs.
On Instagram, by the way. Instagram. That's where the kids hang out.
It's all on, It's all on Facebook as well. I think it's actually turbo.runners on Facebook too, but turbo.runners, turbo.legs. And
sick, do that.
Yeah.
Thanks for chatting to us, Will. I bought a 6-pack of beer and that's gone.
We've got
a couple more beers just going through that podcast. So it's super great to hear from you know, people with different perspectives and different, you know, people get into running for different reasons and in different times of life. So it's sick to hear from you. And it's cool where you've come in the last 1 year, 3 years, but it's going to be cool to see where you are in 3 years from now. Super interesting. Mate. So get along to Turbo. I'm going to come. I'm going to see if I can get there pretty soon. I tend to work late on Wednesdays, so
we'll see how we go. Do your best, mate.
Post a beer mile. If you host a beer mile, I'll be there. I'll race you. I'll race you.
I've seen your splits, but the only chance that I have is, I don't know, the beer drinking part, but I don't even know, actually, because I don't know you that well. You've been putting them away pretty quick as well.
I can drink.
You could be like who was it? Is it Josh Harris?
Australian record holder.
Are you like, did you take his crown or something? Are you like a secret beer mile or like champion?
One day. It's my aspiration. Besides UTMB, I want to perfect the beer mile.
Touch on that. Throw that in there.
Touch on it most weeks.
Do you?
UTMB.
Yeah,
so what are we? We're at the end of March. UTMB's at the end of August. Maths would suggest that's about 5 months away. So I've got 5 months to run this UTMB thing.
So you're not doing the 5 weeks before?
No, I reckon I'm not going to do what you do. I'm actually going to train for this one. No, training's already started. Actually, what is it? It's 9:30 at night. We've had a couple beers. I'm actually up at 4 a.m. to do some hill sprints tomorrow. So
I'll be a good number.
Everything in balance. All righty, Will. Well, thanks for coming on, mate. It's good to chat. This has been officially my longest podcast ever.
Glad.
Took a six-pack of beer to get us through it.
Yeah.
All righty. Follow Will on Insta, and we'll chat about something different next week. See you at UTA.
See you guys. Here.